So, what is charity? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it actually helpful? Is it useful? Is it something that positively impacts the world? Or does it just create more charity cases? All right. Defining charity. So, the most broad general definition would be helping people. That's charity. You help people. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Helping people's good. Isn't it? Isn't it good to help people? Somebody's in need. You're there to help them. Somebody's there to help them, right? So, you know, when the church gives charity, that's a good thing. And when the government gives charity, that's a good thing. Because it's always a good thing to help someone, right? Is it, though? I mean, we've all heard the term enabling, being an enabler. What does it mean to enable? Well, enabling would be to help somebody who, say, is in a bad position, is in dire straits because of their own bad choices. And if you offer them help, all you're really doing is compounding the problem because it just enables that person to continue with the behavior that put them in that situation in the first place. So in that situation, charity would be very bad, wouldn't it? Very, very bad. If you choose to be charitable in that situation, you would actually be doing more harm than good, right? So in that situation, charity's bad. So charity isn't always a good thing. And people who believe that it is are essentially falling for an absolutist fallacy. So what's the problem with charity nowadays? Well, I would argue that charity is, to a large extent, why we're in. The situation we are in the West, to a large extent. Indiscriminate charity, that is. Which is why the left hates discrimination. Because a lot of these lefties, yo, they don't want to work. And they like the idea of indiscriminate charity, right? Because, they benefit directly. I don't have a problem with charity in and of itself. What I do have a problem with is charity in its current incarnation. First, let's look at professional charities, okay? Charity as it exists now, minus government charity, which we'll get into, private charities are nothing more than a cottage industry. They exist to give people jobs, and that's it. They don't do much, if any good. In fact, I would argue they mostly do harm. We'll get to that. So, if you know anything about private charity, you know that 90 to 95% of the money that goes to a private charity gets spent on the charity. You know, they only have to donate like 5% legally or something. It's something like a ridiculously low number. For private charity to exist legally, all they have to do is give 5% of that money to the people they're supposedly existing to help. 5%. Like that Sally Struthers. Remember when when Sally Struthers was actually somebody? And she would do those commercials with the little babies with the bloated bellies. Couldn't you give some money to help these little babies? And they got the bugs all over their eyes and shit, and all these babies in Africa that wouldn't even exist to need charity if it wasn't for the, effective altruism, out of control altruism of the left. Wouldn't you help these people? Yeah, Sally Struthers, yeah. Been a while since she's been somebody. But anyway, yeah, that's an example of a good charity, right? No. No. Because that kind of charity allowed people to have babies that normally wouldn't have existed, that kind of largesse, and then because those babies came from charity and not productive endeavor, now their continued existence requires ever more charity. Indiscriminate charity is a bad thing. Now, when is charity a good thing? When it's discriminate? When, you know, you've got like actual standards to get it? That's when it's good. Setting up a soup kitchen and giving free food to any loser that comes by who's hungry? Bad idea! If they can wet their whistle, get their appetite sated whenever they need to, without having to undergo any productive endeavor, why the fuck would they? Why would so many of these homeless people, why would they even get a fucking job and be productive members of society if they don't have to? When they're getting welfare cheddar, welfare checks, homeless shelters, free food, well, why get a job? Why get a job? Oh, I got all this charity and all these people who feel bad for me. Woe is me. Well, so, it's a cottage industry, right? It exists to give some people some jobs, and they justify their existence by creating an underclass of people who are in constant need of charity, who wouldn't be in that situation if the charity itself didn't exist. The charity creates the people who need the charity. Without the charities, these people, by and large, would not exist. So it's just a racket. It's just a racket. Again, 95% of that money, it's not going to the person that this charity supposedly exists to help. It's going to pay the salaries of the people that work there. It's going to cover overhead and costs. I mean, how is it not a racket when 95% of the supposed charitable donations are going to pay the salaries of the people that work for that charity? You want to know the only charity that's existing? The one that is paying the salaries of these people and giving them jobs that wouldn't even need to exist if the charity itself didn't exist. That's it. Now, in terms of the government, well, that's the biggest indiscriminate charity organization there is. How many social welfare programs are there? I don't even fucking know. You've got the WIC thing. Like, I think the majority of baby food is made for the government, for the WIC program. You got food stamps. You've got money for, like, utilities. There's, like, dozens of programs. They seem mostly to be tailored to single mothers, of course. You've got so many welfare programs, it's absurd. To the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars every fucking year. What do you need to qualify? No job! Be a loser! Be a bum! Oh. Well, doesn't that thereby incentivize these people who are losers and bums and dregs to continue to be losers and bums and dregs? Why don't you ask yourself the question, why aren't these incentives going to people who are doing everything right? And if they're able to print all this money out of thin air to give to losers, why not give it to winners instead? Why not incentivize people to get jobs? Why not, if somebody's working, you give them money? You're giving them money not to work? Why not incentivize them to get married? And when they have kids, give them money? Oh, no, we're just going to give people aid when they make the wrong choices, because we want them to make more wrong choices, because that way they become ever more dependent upon the government, and then they vote Democrat. Oh. And they vote for more government. So charity today has become nothing more than a big, giant grift to the large part funded by the government, to create a permanent underclass of losers who need the government. That's it. You just look at people's actions. What do they reward? What do they incentivize? And then you know what they want. The government wants as many people as possible to be loser, drag, bums, dependent on the government. And that's all charity is today. It's just a grift. It's a scam. Nothing more. Now, is there a place for actual charity? Well, first, you'd have to get rid of the indiscriminate charity first. But is there a situation where charity could do good? Sure. We used to have private charities in the form of community aid organizations. People in specific neighborhoods would get together, pool their money, pay a monthly fee, elect people to a board to govern that particular aid organization, and then that board of trustees for that aid organization would, once a week or once a month, sit down, or whenever somebody was in need who was a directly contributing member to that community aid organization, meaning they paid a monthly fee, they would sit down, they would look at the people who are in need of help. Maybe Joe broke his leg at the fucking factory. Maybe Donald here got sick and had to take off work, and now his family is in need. They would sit down and they would, the people running who were elected to the board of each community organization would basically analyze the merits of someone, situation, and then individually come to the conclusion as to whether or not that person not only what was in need, but deserved help. Like if Bob here lost his job because he was a fucking drunk, he wouldn't get any aid. But Bill here, if he broke his leg working, he would get aid. That's charity that works. Because you're helping the people who are most likely to get back on their feet and become productive members of society again, who ended up in dire straits through no fault of their own, and you're not helping the people who ended up in dire straits because of bad choices. So you're subsidizing the productive good people, and you're punishing the bad, idiotic choices of the people who essentially don't deserve help. I mean, nowadays you've got indiscriminate charity where every Tom, Dick, and fucking Harry is having their bad lifestyle choices subsidized by the government instead of actual discriminate charity. So that's the problem with charity. It's a big old scam, and it doesn't go to just the people who deserve it. And this is, by the way, why the left doesn't like arguments like merit and meritocracy and deserving, because they don't deserve help or consideration because they have no real merit. And they know it, which is why they make such arguments to begin with.